Well, that's a great. That's a man. You guys just did great work on a short. You had no idea I was giving you that homework assignment, and quite frankly, neither did I. Let's go ahead and go back to our phones tonight on this Saturday evening. Are both of you okay time-wise? How are we, gentlemen? I got all my full bank of calls. Can we take these calls and then call it a night, or you just got, guys want to call it a night right now? Where are you guys?
I'm good. I'm good with you, Tom.
I'm good. As long as your callers are calling, I'm ready. I'm here.
All right, brother. Well, great. That's what we do here on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime, the place where we cry over the losses, we celebrate the victories, we try to go inside the numbers, inside the inside, and do it all with a bad sense of fashion and style, at least in my case. Now, the other two guys that are on here tonight, Tony Jones and Marky Boy Griffin, will battle it out for the fashion plate of the Basilio Radio family. And I think I have a feeling who's going to win that one. Let's get our next call in. Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Hello and welcome.
Hey, guys. This is Sharp. What's up?
Hey, buddy. What's up, man?
What's up?
What's
one
up,
one thing,
brother?
I noticed was when they went to that 2-3 zone when Vanderbilt did, we just worked it inside on them. We kept getting inside the Hubs, Williams. They were trying to force us to shoot threes. And even when Bowden was out there, he would not shoot them. I think Barnes told them a lot of times. I think, what were we, 8 of 15 on threes, that we could have shot a lot more. But I think Barnes, he really did a good job of having them work it inside. And, you know, when you see these 2-3 zones, they're trying to force you to shoot threes, and we didn't do that.
Griff, how did Tennessee time after time find great entry passes and soft spots in the zone? Hubs has kind of patented that this year around the top of the foul line, but how did Tennessee on the whole do that all night long? Sorry, Tony Jones, how'd they do that all night long? TJ?
You know, obviously patient, and they took what the defense gave them, and Jordan Bone was the catalyst behind that endeavor. Usually he made the pinpoint passes to the cutters that was cutting through the lane, or whether we went to the short corner, then we went back out top, and then the weak side wing cut to the middle, and we were able to, you know, to garner some baskets. I mean, Robert Huggs made a couple of just exquisite baskets in the last
sure
6 minutes when the game was still in balance.
Yep.
I was really happy that he hunted his shot, and in one instance, he kind of posted up his guy and then went over him. And it was all nylon. So I think Robert really played an aggressive game, and it really was a compliment to what Jordan Bone did tonight.
Well put, man. Anything else for us tonight, Sharpie?
All right, guys. Love your show. See ya.
Sharpie. Griff, any comments on what Sharpie had? You were there. Tennessee continued to find somehow, some way. I mean, they really turned Vanderbilt's defense inside and out.
No, I was just going to add to what Coach Jones said, was the, you know, the patience, the extra pass. They really worked the ball down to within, it seemed like, below 7 seconds a lot of times for their shot selection, but they weren't, except for the one shot that I can recall where Bones shot one after the shot clock went off. We didn't really force shots with 2 or 1 second left, but they were still able to get it under 7 because they made Vanderbilt's defense rotate by making extra passes and good ball movement inside. And just like Coach Jones said, too, about Hubs, I think Hubs is very effective against a zone defense where he can get the ball and go to work in the middle. That middle's always been open for him to do that. He has really exceeded my expectations this season on what he can do with the ball when he gets it in the middle. So kudos to, like the caller said, Coach and the team for being patient throughout and not rushing three-pointers at the end.
In my mind, this is Tennessee's best, most complete basketball game of the season, I thought.
No, I agree. I think it was their most consistent overall, because any time that Vanderbilt tried to make a run, and I think they only had really one run, and interestingly enough, the run they had, Jordan Bone was on the bench, but when they made a run, Tennessee would come back and score when they got the ball. And so it wasn't like they went, unless the stats serve me wrong, that Vanderbilt had a consistent run for a long period of time where Tennessee didn't come back and score again. They just did not let them get that run over a long period of time where the fans could really get back into it. I thought that was the key of the game.
Guys, I'm at the 75-minute mark here. It's been real. Let's get one more call, and then we'll jump on out. I got the great Mark Griffin, the great Tony Jones. I am the average Tony Basilio, and let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, guys. Hey,
buddy. I knew that was you, Rod. Okay. I'm not even screen. Hey. No, we don't screen calls here. I knew it was you.
Buddy.
I took your call. I knew it was you, babe. I knew it was you. Jump on in here with the great Tony Jones on a victorious Tennessee night tonight.
Yes, amen. Yes, all right. Yeah, great, Tony. That's good that we get Tennessee. That's our call for Tennessee. Tennessee's been great tonight, Tony. That's a great win for Tennessee to win. And that's been a while since I heard tonight. It's been a while since Tennessee has won, so... That was a good win in that sense, that Tony and Tony, both Tony and also, good to, would y'all impressed? I was really impressed how Tennessee was able to the ball well tonight too. I heard, that was good. Would y'all impressed with Tennessee's effort and, all and stuff too?
No question, Roger. I think the effort was there. I think the will to win was there. Tennessee wanted the game more than Vanderbilt, in my estimation, and what I observed, and when you have all those characteristics and components going for you, then you're gonna put yourself in position to win. And Tennessee not only did that, but they did come out with the victory.
Yeah, and like I said, that's it. That's just what his win, you know. It'll come a lot, you know. We're saying that, but it'll come a lot. So, Tony, let's just wait as a fan base tonight. Tony, like you said one time, let's just wait and win, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure somebody's going to get arrested tomorrow, middle of the afternoon. We got to get kicked in the crotch at some point. So you celebrate the good times, Raj, but you keep your cup on. Keep your cup on, Raj, at all times. Is your cup on right now, Raj?
Yeah,
very
it
good.
Is.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Raj, what time does church start in the morning? What time does church start in the morning?
I'm not sure yet.
You're a game time decision for church?
Well, I'm getting better still. I am getting better. I did, but you know what I mean? You not sure how I feel, you know?
No, I feel you. I'm trying my best, Rod, to stay away from you till your cold clears up.
Yeah, and Tony, Tony Jones, do you miss coaching basketball, Tony Jones?
Well, you know what, hey Roger, and I appreciate you asking, and thanks for calling.
Sure.
I coached professionally last year over in Canada, what I'm doing right now is I'm the director and the head coach of the Knoxville Basketball Academy, and I have like about six AAU teams.
Okay.
My auspices, and I'll be in the gym with those guys, so that's kind of scratching the basketball itch, and you never say never, pertains to your career. So we'll see what happens in the future, but I'm enjoying what I'm doing now. And obviously I love being, in the best city in my estimation in the world, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Tony, Raj, I love you, brother. Raj, have a great night.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to go around the room here for final thoughts. Marky Boy Griffin in the Music City. Music Boy, Music City Mark, I will start with you. Thoughts on the night?
Well, I really think the coaching staff did a great job scouting Vanderbilt with the game plan.
Yep.
You saw when there was a few slip ups what Cornett can do outside, and he's 7'1" and can nail the three, and he had a couple of big shots outside where they just had miscommunication on defense. But overall, I think they did a great job of picking him up when they were doing the screen and roll, trying to get him a three-point shot from the top of the key.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they did a really good job on Fisher Davis as well, because he really likes to go to his right, and Tennessee was able to cut him off multiple times. So I just think overall they had a great game plan to pull out that victory.
Tony said that Bryce Drew got his little pants pulled down around midcourt, and he got spanked tonight by Rick Barnes. Do you agree with that? It was before you came on. Tony, you didn't exactly say it in that language, though, did you?
Not say it in that language. I just said that I thought Rick, you know, from a coach's perspective, I thought Rick out and his staff out-coached Vandy and their staff. And it is what it is.
It happens. Yep.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Hey, look, I don't always have the force, don't stop till you get enough. I mean, we all have days where it doesn't go our way. It's called living and life. But is there anything else, Forrest Griff? You've been awesome tonight, and my best to you and Lindsay on this victorious Tennessee evening as you were holding it down in Memorial.
No, other than if you'd ask anybody that wasn't at the game that you knew that Vanderbilt was at the free throw line 16 times and Tennessee none, or the foul count was 11-3 at half, you know, who would be up? You'd be surprised that it would be Tennessee.
Yes, and if I would have said who was getting a technical in the second half because they were going to get frustrated with the officiating, who would you have told me?
Well, you definitely wouldn't have said Coach Drew.
The game was...
Fisher Davis, I'm sorry.
The game was completely upside down. The game was completely upside down. But
he sat. You know, Coach Drew put him on the bench afterwards, and he sat 6 minutes.
Yeah, he sure did.
He got that technical.
And I wouldn't have sat him.
He's their best player.
Yeah.
He's a really good player, too.
He can light it up for the Godfather, as they say in the trade. There's no way I'm sitting him for 6 minutes. I mean, that's biting off your nose to spite your face, but whatever.
That's 6 minutes, Dougie Fresh, you're on. I mean, come on.
How about Griff throwing down little...